South Virginia Street in Reno is undergoing one of the most significant projects in its history, an $80 million revamp that'll impact parking, traffic, and aesthetics. For several months, Midtown has been a messy construction zone. KUNR student reporter Wyatt Daney checked in with local business owners to see how they're doing.
Depending on the day, Midtown is usually a sea of orange cones and single-file cars driving along the narrow one-way canal of Virginia Street. Just off of Virginia Street on Center, Holy Schmidt Donuts is serving its morning stream of donut lovers.
Would you like a donut hole? Take one.
Holy Schmidt offers a wide variety of colorfully constructed donuts topped with everything from Fruit Loops to marshmallows to gummy worms. I spoke to Galen Schmidt, the owner of the shop, who says the construction has taken its toll on his business.
We've reduced our staff down to a smaller level.
Only a couple months after the construction started, they were forced to let team members go. However, with construction moving down Virginia and away from their front door, business is improving.
In general, business has been coming back stronger. We saw a nice boost when the construction kind of held up.
Just two blocks down at College Cyclery Bicycle Shop, owner Randy Collins says business has not been negatively impacted.
I've been in business in this location for over 45 years. It's actually fine.
Collins says changes to the corridor have been needed for a long time.
I've been dealing with this for 20 years. We're after a better street. Basically, we want wide sidewalks, we want trees, we want walkable space areas.
Stepping out of a storefront of spiffed bicycles, rock music can be heard down the street at Ace's Tattoo, where more than 100 pieces of art adorn the walls. Tattoo artist Nikki Costalupas says the project is having a surprising effect.
The construction in Midtown has definitely slowed down traffic, which has made it easier for pedestrians to access the business because it's actually increased the parking. I believe we have an additional 40 plus spots from what we originally had before the construction started.
Next door to Ace's, Diego Hernandez is having lunch. Often the construction and the deluge of orange cones have kept him away from the area, and he wonders about the impact on tourists.
So before I'd be kind of fine just walking around here, but now it's like kind of an issue with all the cars just going one way. And then once I drove down here, then I realized how much of a nightmare it actually is.
We really want to encourage the community to not be scared of the cones. You know, it's just a few cones. There's plenty of parking. You can still walk down there. We know it looks kind of scary and intimidating at first, but once you have navigated it, it's fairly easy.
Lauren Ball is a spokesperson for the Regional Transportation Commission, or RTC, in charge of the Virginia Street Bus Rapid Extension Project.
We hope that people continue to patronize Midtown businesses. And in fact, we've heard from a lot of business owners that because of the parking that we've been able to add within the construction zone, that their business has actually increased in certain spots.
According to Ball, the second phase of the construction plan will make safety improvements and allow people to get in and out with ease.
Right now, crews are working on upgrading aging utilities and installing new utilities underground. So right now, if you've been on Virginia Street, you'll see a lot of overhead utilities. Those are all going to be underground, so it'll really improve the way that the street looks, as well as improving a lot of the aging infrastructure.
Virginia is one of the oldest streets in Reno, established in 1860, and the Midtown District houses about 250 businesses. The roadway improvements are slated to wrap up next year. For KUNR News, I'm Wyatt Daney.
Wyatt Daney is an alumni of our Reno Youth Radio program, who is now attending Columbia College Hollywood. For more information about the construction project in Midtown Reno, visit virginiastreetproject.com.